time for Rhema for Today.
You'll never know the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ in His fullness, without knowing the written Word. I was always greatly impressed with something that Smith Wigglesworth said. Smith Wigglesworth was one of the pioneers of the Pentecostal movement, an English preacher. And he said, many people try to understand God by feelings. You know, and they feel good. They think, well, God's for me. Glory to God. He's on my side. They feel bad. They said, well, I don't guess He's with me. I thought He was.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, recognizing roadblocks to healing. Next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
So we laid hands on the boys. They were healed. I went back over a year later. The man was a Sunday school teacher now in the Full Gospel Church. Baptized the Holy Ghost. Had the boys back to the same medical clinic and couldn't find a trace of the condition that was incurable. Now, in the same meeting, here came a lady that was full of gospel. Now, that man is Baptist. They were Baptist folks. But one thing about the Baptists, they have an appreciation for the Word. They've been taught that. I was taught that. Here came a full gospel. In fact, this lady is a member of this very full gospel church in which I'm conducting the meetings. And as I questioned her, I found out she's saved, baptized the Holy Ghost, member of this full gospel church. Then inquired, well, she believed divinely. Well, yeah, she believed God could heal all right. What's wrong with you? She'd been to the same world-renowned medical clinic that this Baptist man had taken his boys to. They'd pronounced the same thing concerning her. That is not the same disease, but her condition is incurable. And it won't just kill her tomorrow, but she can't think about living over another 3 or 4 years at the very best. Well, now she's full gospel, and so I just suppose, you know, that she's ready. I said, well, isn't it wonderful that you and I have inside information? I mean, inside the Bible, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Same scripture we gave to the Baptist men, He latched on to it. Yeah, she said, I've read all that. I know that's in there. But you know, the doctor said. Well, I said, I know. Thank God for the good doctor. He did his best. And he said, this is incurable. But the Bible said. Yeah, but she said, I don't think I'll be healed because the doctor said. Well, she certainly wasn't inclining her ears to what God said, was she? I said, was she? You say, did she get healed? Certainly not. Certainly not. Years after, I saw those boys after they became teenagers. They were still well. Hallelujah. According to medical science, they ought to have been dead several years before. She was. According to medical science, she should die. She did. But you see, some people said, well, that's just God's will. Now, He spared them and He took her on home. Well, I'm glad she went home to be with the Lord, but I don't believe that. I believe if she had inclined her ears to what God said, hallelujah, if she had attended to the words of God and inclined her ears to what God had to say about the thing, it would have been different for her. We are to listen to what God has to say. And then by believing what God has to say and accepting it, His Word will work for us. Amen. Can you say amen? You know, Jesus said in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel, in the 17th verse, He was praying, you know, to the Father. And He said to the Father, Thy word is truth. Then you remember in John's Gospel, the 8th chapter, in the 32nd verse, Jesus said, And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Set you free or make you free. It's translated both ways. Now, no man, no person, I should say, will ever know life, freedom, and truth without knowing God's Word. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, that has a twofold application. I said without knowing God's word, remember. That has a twofold application because Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is called the Word of God. And so, of course, to be born again, you have to know him personally, become personally acquainted with him. You have to come to a personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it is also necessary to know the written word. Really, you can't know the living word, Jesus, like you ought to know him, without knowing the written word. You can't really get acquainted with him. Because he's everything the word says he is. Can you say amen? Amen. Then I want you to notice something here. Turn with me here to the second Peter. Second Peter. I want you to notice that Peter says in his second epistle, in the very first verse. Now, did you wear your shouting clothes today? Yes. Hallelujah. Whereby are given unto us. This is the fourth verse of the very first chapter of the second epistle of Peter. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's the word of God, the written word of God. That by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Now you see, when you were born again, we read one scripture there where it said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When you were born again, eternal life is the God kind of life. And that God kind of life is imparted to your spirit when you're born again. And you do have the life of God in you, but you don't have the abundance that God wants you to have without knowing the word. So whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these exceeding great and precious promises, ye might be partakers of the divine nature. That's the nature of God, which is life. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So it is also necessary to know the written word. You'll never know the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ in his fullness, without knowing the written word. I was always greatly impressed with something that Smith Wigglesworth said. Smith Wigglesworth was one of the pioneers of the Pentecostal movement. An English preacher. And he said, many people try to understand God by feelings. You know, and they feel good. They think, well, God's for me. Glory to God. He's on my side. They feel bad. They said, well, I don't guess he's with me. I thought he was. And so they're up and down. But Wigglesworth said this, I cannot understand God. I cannot understand the Lord Jesus Christ by feelings. I understand God. I understand the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word of God. He's talking about the written Word of God. He's everything the Word says he is. And then Wigglesworth went on to say, get acquainted with God through the Word. Hallelujah. Get acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word. You know, though using different words, saying it a little bit differently, yet that's what the writer of the Proverbs is really saying. When you sum it up, inspired by the Holy Ghost a long time ago, he said, attend unto my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. The 22nd verse, he said, for they, my words, my sayings, are life unto those that find them. So what he's saying is, get acquainted with life. Hallelujah. Get acquainted with God through the Word. Then he went on to say, let my words not depart from thine eyes. In other words, we're to look as well as to listen. to keep our vision fixed on Jesus. He is the Word. Continue to feed upon this written Word, and Jesus, the living Word, will become more real to you every single day. But the less you feed upon the written Word of God and meditate upon it, the less real Jesus will become to you. And after a while, you begin to wonder, you know, begin to even doubt your experience. Keep feeding your spirit upon God's Word. Now, when it comes to healing, keep your vision fixed on Jesus. The Holy Spirit will always guide you and lead you in line with the Word. I remember a number of years ago, in my own personal experience, just before bedtime, I was troubled with physical symptoms of alarming proportions. And so I just simply knelt by my bedside to pray and to claim and appropriate God's promises of healing. Then I got into bed, but those symptoms got worse. Well, I continued to praise God for healing and finally managed to fall off to sleep. And almost immediately, you know, just dozed off, and almost immediately I was awakened with those symptoms. And finally I said, "Lord, I just don't know how much longer I can take this. You know, you can only suffer sometimes pain and certain things so long, you know." Well, I continued to praise God and dozed off to sleep again, wakened almost immediately the third time with serious symptoms.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's CD entitled How to Activate God's Power. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's Slimline book, The Master Restorer, God Will Do It Again. Also in this offer is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD, You Can Have Success. And lastly, Craig Hagin's CD entitled, Have Faith in God. All these items at the special price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
If you're interested in going to Rhema Bible College, you can go right now to rbtc.org/apply. Yes. You can apply for the fall enrollment of September the 3rd, I think, when it starts, 2024. Mm-hmm. Or you can also apply for the spring, January of 2025. Just go there. All the information is there for you.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Recognizing Roadblocks to Healing. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.